The Book of Exodus, Chapter 17. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, by their journeys, according to the mouth of Yahweh, and encamped in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people strove with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you strive with me? Why do you try Yahweh?" And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our sons and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, "What shall I do to this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, and take with you of the elders of Israel, and your rod with which you struck the river, take in your hand and go. Look, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you will strike the rock, and there will come water out of it that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the striving of the sons of Israel, and because they tried Yahweh, saying, "Is Yahweh among us or not?" Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us to go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him to fight with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will completely blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Yahweh Nissi. And he said, "Since a hand was raised to Yah's throne, Yahweh will be at war with Amalek from generation to generation."